Answers Magazine, Volume 6.4, page 38. The Danger of Bio-Logos, Blurring the Line Between Creation and Evolution, by John Upchurch. Charles Darwin knew his dangerous idea contradicted biblical creation. Rather than exposing the contradictions, however, some church leaders wanted to blend the two. The newest effort by Bio-Logos has taken the evangelical world by storm. But at what cost? According to Daryl Falk, a Point Loma Nazarene University professor, people like me shouldn't exist, at least in theory. The congenial president of the up-and-coming think tank Bio-Logos, which advocates God-directed or theistic evolution, Falk minces no words when it comes to biblical creation. It is a travesty that young people who begin the journey of following Jesus are told that they have to believe something which a little science education makes clear cannot possibly be the case. Given that view, my journey should have ended where it started. Raised by a former pastor who embraced evolution and Christianity, fed on a steady diet of PBS science programs and the Discovery Channel, insulated from any notion of a young earth through public education, I was handed a faith broad enough to handle Charles Darwin. According to Falk, I already had it all. I knew enough facts to embrace evolution over millions of years and Christianity. I had escaped what he calls evangelicalism's barrier to faith, which forces young people to abandon the Christian journey once they've studied the science or trust those who have. Contrary to his view, embracing evolution derailed my journey toward Christ. I didn't join the parade. Instead, like millions of my peers, I rejected and even despised the church. Trying not to fall. Proponents of theistic evolution claim they rescue people from a hopeless and unnecessary choice. As Falk puts it, people don't have to choose between age of the earth and Bible-believing Christianity, nor between evolutionary biology and Bible-believing Christianity. But in reality, their position dangles us over an abyss. Carl Giberson, an Eastern Nazarene College professor and former executive vice president of Bio-Logos, admits that the organization has staked out a precarious middle ground. He calls it the accommodationist position between Christians who accept the long-disproved notion of a young earth and atheists who will have nothing to do with religion because science has proven it to be obsolete. But the very notion of a shaky middle ground suggests a fundamental flaw in this bridge's design. Namely, what's the standard for deciding what's correct and what's not? If some scientist claims contradicts Scripture, what then is the final authority? Giberson instructs Christians to trust the recognized experts in their respective fields. For example, you should listen to Dr. Francis Collins at the National Institute of Health on matters of biology, over those who are outside the mainstream. And you should trust Giberson himself because he is active in the creation-evolution debate. And that's where the problems begin, where theory meets reality. Finding such a balance requires inserting a layer of interpreters, in this case, naturalistic and atheistic scientists, between the reader and the Bible. But if we rely on human interpreters who reject the possibility of God, what of the balance then? For Giberson, duct taping a workaround is simple. Reject what atheistic scientists like Jerry Coyne and Stephen Hawking say about God, but accept what they teach about biology and cosmology. The problem is that both men advocate theories about the unseen past that rely on prior assumptions, which reject the possibility of God from the outset. In reality, Bio-Logos' balancing act doesn't remove barriers to trusting Christ. It establishes new ones. By separating matters of God from matters of science, they build a wall that leaves God out of efforts to explain the real world. While the Bible claims that God is not only the creator, but also the foundation for all understanding, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and chapter 9, verse 10, Bio-Logos takes a position that relegates him to insignificance. Though an atheist, Koine recognizes the end result of Bio-Logos' balancing act. Theology changes when either science or secular reason forces it to. In essence, biblical interpretation must change when secular science says it must. Sola scriptura, scripture alone, gives way to scriptura per scientiam, scripture through science. Theologian and author E. Calvin Beisner explains just how precarious a position theistic evolution is in. Anyone familiar with the history of science should laugh at the notion that science, as if it were some monolithic, unchanging body of knowledge, should determine our interpretation of Scripture, rather than vice versa. Unlike the shifting sands of science, the Word of God stands forever. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Battle lines over the Bible. Modern-day theistic evolution is more nuanced than to reject the Bible's authority outright. Biologos and similar groups claim that the Bible is God's Word from beginning to end. At the same time, they minimize the importance of the origins debate, especially in light of the gospel. But what happens when their views are put to the test? While a person's belief about creation is certainly not a precondition of salvation, that fact alone doesn't remove the significance of the doctrinal issue. Al Mahler, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and one of the most outspoken critics of theistic evolution, asserts that a great deal is